Okay, so I didn't know where I could get it done, right? But I needed to have it done right away. I looked at myself in the mirror hard. I saw myself the way I really was, and I knew that I couldn't let this slide anymore. So I went to the place, and they said no. I went to the other place, and they said no. So I talked to a buddy of mine who called a friend of his cousin, and this friend got word back for me to wait at the back door of a nondescript apartment building to wait. At precisely 3:01, I could knock. Not before 3:01, not after 3:01, 3:01 precisely. What are you talking about? Not before, after, fool. You want to get this done or not? This ain't a joke. All right, fine. So I go. I make the left turn. I make the right turn like he told me. I go to the back of the apartment where I see the door with the ducky on it. And at 3:01 precisely, I knock. Dude opens up the door. You the guy?
Yeah, I'm the guy. What the hell?
Don't be making a bunch of noise. Neighbors all up in my business. Come on in this way. Don't mind my kid's stuff on the floor. Now, what's it gonna be? Touch up or trim? I sit down at his kitchen table and tell him, the only dude in all of rural Michigan apparently who can cut black hair, I tell him I'm gonna need a fade and I like that really tight look on the side. But people say that I'm lying when I tell him I moved so I could get a haircut. But I had seen the underground economy, and for me, it wasn't a good look. Today on Snap Judgment, from PRX at NPR, Underground. Amazing stories about slipping beneath the cracks. My name is Glenn Washington. Check to see that your papers are in working order, because this is Snap Judgment. Snap.